This is a message for members of Thrivent Financial for Lutherans. If you designate your Thrivent Choice dollars to Issues Etc. online before October 31st, Thrivent will designate an additional $25 to Issues Etc. For more information on how you can designate funds to Lutheran Public Radio and give an additional $25 to LPR, look for the Thrivent logo under the Donate page at issuesetc.org.
It's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week on this Friday afternoon, October the 18th. We're coming to you live, and we're going to play with something we often do with our listeners here on Friday. Soundbite of the Week is simply what it sounds like. We play the soundbites, four of them, from this week's Issues Etc. audio. You listen, and then, for reasons that are purely your own, we'd like to know what they are, but they're purely your own, you decide which one ought to be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Now, we're also giving away the LPR bundle package to the listener with the best question or comment. I'm sorry, for the best vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. The LPR bundle package is an I Have Issues t-shirt, the Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, and bumper sticker. And all you got to do is vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, and we'll announce the winner at the end of the game today. We got four sound bites to play. You vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet @issuesetc, or we've left space on our Facebook fan page for you to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite number one this week comes from a documentary, we talked about it earlier this week, called The Covert Messiah. And from this documentary, a little bit of a montage of the claims being made by the quote-unquote scholars who speak on this documentary.
Christianity was invented by a little-known family of Roman Caesars, the Flavians. And they left us documents to prove it.
The Flavians were proud of their invention and encoded into the Gospels a message to posterity. All of the events of Jesus' ministry were created as symbolic representations of the Flavians' military campaign through Judea.
You can actually walk this path and come to this conclusion. You can know that Christianity was an invention of the Romans. It was done to pacify their subjects.
And the penny dropped that Jesus, as a human being, never existed.
The presentation of the Jesus character, it's somewhat of a composite of many messianic leaders of the time.
So the answer is no, there is no history to this character of Jesus. It's entirely a literary creation.
The Gospels came from the Flavian imperial court.
All right, that's soundbite number one, a montage from the documentary Covert Messiah. Should it be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week? Your vote decides. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Send us that email with your vote. Please include your city and state. We'd like to know where you listen. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet @issuesetc or vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. Please include your city and state. Soundbite number two comes from Pastor Tom Eckstein. Does having Christian faith eliminate same-sex desires?
If someone who is listening now struggles with same-sex attraction and even same-sex behavior, Jesus died for that sin. There is full forgiveness for that sin. And even as you continue to struggle with that sin, you can come to Jesus in brokenness and repentance, knowing that there is forgiveness for you, even in the midst of your struggle. Because one thing I think that has crushed a lot of people who struggle with the sin issue, Todd, is that in some church bodies, they've wrongly been taught that God won't really love you and forgive you until you eliminate this desire from your life, as though coming to faith in Jesus suddenly cancels out your same-sex desires. Nowhere does the Bible teach that being a Christian means that your sinful desires go away. What the Bible does teach is we can come to God every day with all of our struggles with sin in brokenness and repentance, knowing that there is already complete forgiveness because of the sacrifice that Christ has made for us. So that's how the gospel sets us free.
That's soundbite number two. If you want it to be Issues Etc. soundbite of the week, you have to vote. 1-877-623-6943. Vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc, or send us an email with your vote, talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org. Here's soundbite number three. It comes from Dr. Andrew Steinman. We were talking about Abraham the patriarch. Right at the center of Abraham's life is the promise. So here's Dr. Steinman on Abraham, God's promise, and us.
God keeps on coming back over and over again to, I gave you this promise. You're just going to have to trust the promise that I gave you. And I think that's very important for us to learn. Because it's so hard for us to trust the promise of God when we don't see it. We're in some ways the same place that Abraham is. Am I really going to be resurrected on the last day? I've never seen a resurrection. I simply have to trust the promise. Did God really forgive my sins when the pastor pronounced me forgiven, when the water of baptism was poured on to me, when I ate Jesus' body and blood in the Lord's Supper? I didn't see any forgiveness of sins, but I trust the promise. The best I have is the feel of the water, the taste of the bread and wine, the words of the pastor forgiving me. And I simply have to trust the promise that's connected with those things.
Okay, that's soundbite number three, Dr. Andrew Steinman on Abraham, God's promise, and us. If you want it to be Issues Etc. soundbite of the week, give us a call and vote. 1-877-623-6943. Send us that email with your vote. Include your city and state. talkback@issuesetc.org or vote at the Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. Get ready to vote because here's the fourth and final soundbite for this Friday afternoon, October the 18th. It comes from Pastor George Borghardt talking about the treatment and the mistreatment of your pastor.
You treat your pastor the way you treat Jesus. You love him, care for him, you provide for him, you make his life wonderful because you love Christ. You make his life miserable, don't think it's because you love Jesus. You make your pastor's life miserable, it's because you hate God and you hate the forgiveness of sins. Because if you didn't hate God in the forgiveness of sins, you would be beating his door in order to make his life more wonderful. So a gospel word, always give love and care to your pastor because you are caring for the one the Lord sent to you. Reject him, throw him out on the street, beat him up physically or verbally. You're doing that to Christ. It's how you care about Jesus. Because that's his whole purpose, is to bring Christ to you. In word, in sacraments, in water, in bread and wine, that's his job. When you receive that, that's the greatest appreciation to your pastor you possibly can have. Amen. Gift received. That's the greatest gift to your pastor, as it is the greatest gift to Jesus. So you want to make your pastor's life wonderful? Receive the gifts from them, from Jesus.
That's soundbite number four, and now it's time for you to vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. We're coming to you live this Friday afternoon, October the 18th, playing Issues Etc. soundbite of the week, giving away the LPR bundle package to the listener with the best vote for soundbite of the week. And I have Issues T-shirt and Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and the Issues Etc. what is it? Oh, the notepad is in there as well. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-I-E. Send us an email with your vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Phone call voters get to vote first. This break is a great time to vote. 1-877-623-MY-I-E.
We Lutherans were never aided by following along with some other tradition's theological priorities and catchphrases.
Issues Etc. regular guest, Pastor Heath Curtis, coordinator for stewardship for the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod on a Lutheran approach to stewardship.
Other folks are not approaching it from our good, solid Lutheran understanding of law and gospel and vocation. there's a place to talk about this in Christianity, and we have a way of talking about stewardship as Lutherans without ever using the word stewardship, if you like. I'm going to talk to you today about your vocation in your home, in your church, in your society, and how each one of these makes a claim on you, on your presence, on your support, on your prayers. That's how we should talk about this as Lutherans.
You'll find several stewardship resources at lcms.org/stewardship, lcms.org/stewardship.
Less laughing, more Jesus. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Did you know that you can listen to Issues Etc. 24/7? Check out our website, issuesetc.org, and go to the Listen On Demand page. Listen at the gym, in your kitchen, in your garden, on your iPod, your computer, or in your car. The technology may be new, but the truth never changes. Issues Etc. On Demand audio, available for your convenience at issuesetc.org. 10 hours of new programming each week. issuesetc.org, and click Listen On Demand.
Issues Etc. Reformation Week begins October 21st. 5 days of Reformation-themed programs with some of your favorite guests. And here's an easy way to invite your fellow parishioners to listen. It's a special church bulletin insert for Issues Etc. Reformation Week. Just go to the support page at issuesetc.org, download, print, and make copies of the Reformation Week bulletin insert. We have 5 different bulletin inserts for each time zone. Issues Etc. Reformation Week.
I know what's wrong, and I'm gonna give you the fact. You got the vote. Everybody needs to vote.
It is time to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We got our 4 sound bites played. You listened, and now it's your turn. You can vote by giving us a call on this Friday afternoon, October the 18th, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Send your vote to us via email. We'll get them right here in the studio in real time. Talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at @issuesetc, or go to our Facebook fan page and vote there. We've left space for you to do so. Facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. The listener with the best vote gets the LPR bundle package, and I Have Issues t-shirt and Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and notepad. That goes to the listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. So which is it going to be? Soundbite number 1, a montage from the documentary Covert Messiah. Soundbite number 2, Pastor Tom Eckstein, does Christian faith eliminate same-sex desires? Soundbite number 3, Dr. Andrew Steinman on Abraham, on God's promise, and on us. Or soundbite number 4, Pastor George Borghardt, the treatment and the mistreatment of your pastor. I want to hear from you. Your vote picks Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. 1-877-623-6943, 1-877-623-MYIE. Send us that email, talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org. Send us the tweet @issuesetc with your vote, or go to our Facebook fan page and vote there, facebook.com/issuesetc. Up first, Cheryl is listening in Indianapolis. Cheryl, welcome to Issues Etc.
Thank you. I'm voting for number 3, trusting God's promise. Bible study, Romans 9:33 today, we realize that God's people rejected his promise of sanctuary, and in so doing, they stumbled over the stone that was the cornerstone of the church, Jesus Christ.
All right, Cheryl, thank you very much. Thanks for your vote and for listening in Indianapolis. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Andy listens in Kirkwood, Missouri. Hi, Andy.
Hi, Todd. My vote's for number 2 because the speaker made a very important distinction. There does seem to be the thought out there that if you believe in Jesus, the sinful desires will go away. But you look at my favorite sin or your favorite sin, and we believe in Jesus, but the desires don't go away. And I thought that was an important point that he made.
Well, as I often say, smartest listeners in radio, Andy, thanks for listening in Kirkwood, Missouri. 1-877-623-MYIE. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Send us that vote via Twitter at issuesetc or at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. Miss O'Connor listens in Ireland, I believe. She says, numbers 3 and 2 are sound bites. I'm sure I'll revisit many times for their spiritual comfort. That said, I have to vote for soundbite number 1. She says, the montage from The Covert Messiah, because it gave me this week's biggest laugh. In fact, when I listened to the program, I honestly thought at the beginning that the story was taken from The Onion. Alas, satire is dead. You are quite right, Miss O'Connor, and thanks for listening on the Emerald Isle. Let's see what Mike in Illinois has to say. Mike says, if it were not so sad, I would be laughing at anyone who would take such scholarship seriously. Speaking of soundbite number 1, that montage from the documentary Covert Messiah. Mike goes on to say, I cannot get past the first sentence. How much would you trust a purportedly academic treatment of a subject that started out by saying that the Bush family was relatively unknown political family, or that the Kennedys were political outsiders? If your thesis statement is so patent flawed in its presuppositions, how can you take seriously any subsequent presentations of the quote-unquote facts? This entire presentation should be placed before as many as possible so that it can be exposed and derided for the farce that it is. That's Mike listening in Illinois. Mike, thanks for your vote for soundbite number 1. Jan in Monticello, Illinois, votes for soundbite number 3. She writes, the promise of our Lord Jesus Christ came to Abraham. From him, the nation of Israel would come through his offspring. So when God made him wait years after the promise, it shows us we must trust God even though we do not see immediate results from our prayers and our thoughts. God promised Abraham the Messiah, and he delivered that. God now promises us the Messiah through the forgiveness of sins and baptism in the Lord's Supper. We must always remember the promise and live on it. I like that phrase, living on the promise, up to the altar and when we exit the sanctuary. Very good thoughts, Jan, listening in Monticello, Illinois. Thanks for listening there. Brady listens in Minnesota. He says, a vote for soundbite number 3, Andrew Steinman. Each day I need the reminder of God's promise, and each week I need to receive the promise in worship. Dr. Steinman's reminder is that promise we have in Christ was a proclamation I needed to hear today. Blessings in Christ. Brady, thanks for listening in Minnesota. Still plenty of time for your vote and your opportunity to win the LPR bundle package as you vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Is it soundbite number 1, a montage from the documentary Covert Messiah? Soundbite number 2, Pastor Tom Eckstein, does Christian faith eliminate same-sex desires? Soundbite number 3, Dr. Andrew Steinman on Abraham, God's promise, and us? Or soundbite number 4, Pastor George Borghardt on the treatment and the mistreatment of your pastor? You can vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Still plenty of time to take your phone call. Talkback at issuesetc.org is our in-studio email address. Talkback at issuesetc.org, our Twitter address at issuesetc, and our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. The Issues Etc. Book of the Month, you heard a little bit about it earlier today when we interviewed the translator of this amazing book. It is a fascinating story of K.D. Luther, how from life in kind of minor nobility to life in the cloister where she studied and dedicated herself to becoming a nun, to life escaped from that cloister into, well, not the waiting arms of Martin Luther. He had to be talked into it by a bunch of people, but eventually together they built both a marriage and a family and a life together. Brief 20 years they were married, and in that time she was, well, as Luther would have said, she is my rib. He understood that quite beautifully. The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for October, this month of Reformation, is The Mother of the Reformation, The Amazing Life and Story of Catherine Luther. It's translated by Mark DeGarmo, a recent guest on the program. You can find out more about this interesting biography of K.D. Luther, and it's kind of a biography of Luther as well from a completely different angle than you're accustomed to, at our website, issuesetc.org, or call Concordia Publishing House and order Mother of the Reformation, 1-800-325-3040. 1-800-325-3040. It's the Issues Etc. Book of the Month, The Mother of the Reformation, The Amazing Life and Story of Catherine Luther. Nathan in Clarinda, Iowa, has a vote for Soundbite of the Week. He says, oh, it's just too good. Got to go with Soundbite number one and the Flavian creation of Jesus theory. It deserves to win on sheer creativity and audacity, an idea so far out there that it makes Scientology's Thetans and Van Denekians, ancient astronauts, seem plausible. Give credit where credit is due, says Nathan in Clarinda, Iowa. Nathan, thank you for your vote. The Issues Etc. book, The Issues Etc. Soundbite of the week this week, according to your votes, is soundbite number three. It comes from Dr. Andrew Steinman talking about Abraham, God's promise, and us.
God keeps on coming back over and over again to, I gave you this promise. You're just going to have to trust the promise that I gave you. And I think that's very important for us to learn, because it's so hard for us, too, to trust the promise of God when we don't see it. We're in some ways the same place that Abraham is. Am I really going to be resurrected on the last day? I've never seen a resurrection. I simply have to trust the promise. Did God really forgive my sins when the pastor pronounced me forgiven, when the water of baptism was poured on to me, when I ate Jesus' body and blood in the Lord's Supper? I didn't see any forgiveness of sins, but I trust the promise. The best I have is the feel of the water, the taste of the bread and wine, the words of the pastor forgiving me. And I simply have to trust the promise that's connected with those things.
All right, that's the winner of Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. This week, soundbite number three, Dr. Andrew Steinman on Abraham, God's Promise, and Us. Miss O'Connell in Ireland, if you would send us your mailing address and your shirt size, talkback at issuesetc.org, we will send you the LPR bundle package. Thanks to everybody who voted for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Folks, here's a way that you can support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. and tell people in your local confessional Lutheran congregation all about Issues Etc. and tell everyone else about your congregation. It's called the Issues Etc. 300. It's a way that you can advertise your congregation here on Issues Etc. in our journal, at our website, and elsewhere. And it's a way for you to support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc., including Issues Etc. in your congregation's budget to the tune of $1,000 or more. Go to our website, issuesetc.org, click support. There's a one-page flyer that you can download and print off. It'll tell you everything you need to know as your congregation plans its budget for this next year about joining the Issues Etc. 300. Monday on Issues Etc., we begin Issues Etc. Reformation Week. This year's theme is Reformation Confessors. Monday, it'll be Martin Luther with Dr. Ken Sherb. Tuesday, we'll talk about Martin Chemnitz with Pastor Paul McCain. Wednesday, we'll be talking about Johann Gerhardt. Dr. Ben Mays will be our guest. Then Thursday, we'll be up into American Lutheranism with C.F.W. Walther. Dr. Larry Rast will be our guest. And we'll round off Issues Etc. Reformation Week with the theme of Reformation Confessors next Friday, talking about Hermann Zassa with Pastor Matt Harrison, President of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio. Christological.
My friends, Jesus comes only for sinners.
Historical.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by...
Sacramental.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for your sins.
To find a Christological, historical, and sacramental church near you, go to issuesetc.org and click Find a Church.